Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/Entitled People, where you'll get to hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them. And that nobody else matters. Guys, happy Monday morning to you all. I hope you're doing fantastic today. And brace yourselves, because I've got two wild stories for you in this one. The first is an entitled woman who actually assaults someone's kid because he was splashing in, quote, her pond. Guys, it was a friggin' national park. And OP has a video that I'm gonna post at the end of the story that shows the end of the confrontation. The second story is a little longer, and it's an absolutely insane one. It's about how OP's engagement is ended in one night because of a crazy mother-in-law. Guys, that story is absolutely insane. Guys, buckle up. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future Entitled People stories. Guys, let's dive in. This first story is titled, I Saw a Woman Assault a 4-Year-Old for Splashing in Her Pond, but she didn't know the father was right behind her. On Saturday, I took my spouse and my daughter on a little hike in Shenandoah National Forest, now that they've opened again. We chose a small path that runs next to a creek with little pools of water and streams that kids love to play in. We got to a small pool of water, and my daughter wanted to play, so we stayed there for a bit. A few minutes after we got there, a German woman arrived at the spot with her two kids, probably around 6 and 8 years old. She was super demanding to them, saying, don't touch that, don't get wet, etc. Her interactions were just weird. After a bit, an Indian family arrived with 4 small children. Immediately, the German mother became territorial over this little pool of water and yelled at the Indian man's kids, saying, stop splashing. Go away from us. We were here first. The kids looked at her and had that look on their faces that kids get when they don't know what to do. They just sort of froze. After a minute or so, the smallest child, about 4, began playing again. The German woman became enraged and yelled, stop splashing water. She turned to her 6-year-old son and told him, go splash those kids and show them that this is our water to play in. Her poor kid looked at her and quietly told her that he didn't want to go. The German woman then stood up, went over to the 4-year-old kid and splashed him hard with 2 hands, completely soaking him while yelling, how do you like it? The force was so strong, the child fell over into the water. Immediately and seemingly out of nowhere, the child's father sprinted right up to the German woman and yelled, you do not assault a child, whether your own or others. How dare you splash my son like that? The German woman didn't back down and told him that he should be a better father by watching his children more closely and that her kids were there first. The Indian man said, it doesn't matter what your reasoning is. Only crazy adults think they can assault a small child and knock them over. Don't you hear yourself? You sound insane. I'm reporting you immediately. How could you think your actions are justified? At this point, I was able to turn my camera on and film the end of the confrontation. She backed off and packed her things, but still kept her mouth running at the Indian man. He then stopped giving her attention and just ignored her with the best dismissive hand wave I've ever seen. We were shocked that such an interaction would happen over something so petty, but we were glad that mother got put in her place. I just felt so bad for her son and daughter, who, even at their young age, were so embarrassed by their mother's actions. Guys, so OP has the video posted, and I'll share the clip with you guys. And as said, it's the end of the confrontation. So the guy's just waving her off, and you know she's there yelling at him.
Stop it! That's a rubbish thing, okay? You cannot act like a child. You are.
I don't care.
You are. You are.
You
are.
You are. You are.
All I can say is she's lucky that he just waved her off after splashing his kid and knocking him over into the water. I know a few listeners right now that probably would have body slammed her into that pool and happily gotten into the back of a police cruiser just to teach her a lesson if she ever splashed their kids. I know some of you guys are badasses out there. This next story is titled, Entitled Mother Ends My Engagement and Gets Me Banned from a Steakhouse All in One Night. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I found this sub. Here we go. I can finally air my uncensored frustration about the night my engagement was single-handedly corrupted by my entitled mother-in-law. Let's call her Ellen, because she always reminded me of Ellen DeGeneres, even before the recent news broke. Okay, so my girlfriend and I were really engaged to be engaged. We'd both agreed that we wanted to get married. I always thought the old trope about meeting the in-laws being a big fiasco was a myth. Both because I was younger and more naive then, and because I'm lucky to have easy parents. My girlfriend met them for a few hours. Once we were alone, just me, I told them my intentions, and my mom asked, "Does she have any kids already?" And my dad asked, "Does she have a good solid job?" And they both asked, "You really love her?" And that was that. I had their full support for the marriage. I thought meeting her parents would be the same. Some grilling was to be expected, but as long as I was honest and respectful, it would all be fine. Relevant fact, they had my girlfriend when they were teenagers, by surprise, and now had a quote, do-over daughter, their words, not mine, who was just 6 years old. My girlfriend and I made the trip up to their city, and I met them for the first time over dinner at a steakhouse. It was pretty upscale, and we scheduled the dinner for 8 p.m., so I was surprised to see they'd brought the kid along with them. I met everyone at once, and the initial awkwardness settled once we sat down. We were making great small talk when the 6-year-old said she was thirsty. No big deal, right? Well, all of a sudden, Ellen starts screaming, "Water? Water?" A waiter came rushing over to see what the commotion was, and without even making eye contact with the poor guy, Ellen went, "We've been here forever, and no one's even gotten us any water. My daughter is thirsty." We had been sitting for about 15 or 20 minutes without service, but they were visibly behind, and there were no circumstances that would have warranted that shouting. I should have realized, from how unfazed everyone else at the table was, that I should be bracing myself for a long night, but I couldn't imagine what was to come at that point. The waiter rushed over with water and apologized for the delay, explaining that a few very large parties had arrived all at once. The guy seemed sincere and quite nice, so I thought the water would just be an anomaly in an otherwise pleasant night. Then Ellen kicked it into full gear. She said, "We'll need a kids menu." He said they didn't have a kids menu, but the chef could simplify most dishes. Ellen replied in total disbelief, saying, "What do you mean they don't have a kids menu?" He explained that they didn't get too many child visitors, and that there were enough plain foods on the menu that no separate menu had ever been necessary. Ellen sighed dramatically and waved him away. Literally, without saying a word, she waved him off from the table. I tried to give him an apologetic glance, but understandably, he didn't look our way. I was so glad the poor guy left and didn't have to be subjected to her anymore. Meanwhile, she turned her attention on me, and I almost wished he'd come back. At least he was getting paid to be here. She was like, "So, you're a screenwriter." And I explained, "Well, yes and no, I want to be, but it's hard to get a job in that field that you can support yourself on, so I'm working at a nonprofit right now. There's a screenwriting component to the job though, so I'm really happy to be there." Ellen then turned to her 6-year-old and went, "You hear that, hun? You want to be sure to snag a man who works for profit. Learn from this. It's not too late for you." I couldn't tell if she was trying to be funny or not, so I just let it pass, looking over to my girlfriend to see if she was even considering speaking up on my behalf. Nope. The waiter came back, visibly nervous. That hurt, because he was so relaxed at the start of the meal. He asked if we'd like to hear the specials before we ordered, and Ellen said, "Sure." And here's how that...
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Went. The waiter said, "First, we have a lightly seared strip steak. Next. Okay. Then we have a broiled leg of grass-fed. Next. Well, we have a pasta primavera mixed with. Next." And on until he'd gone through 7 or 10 specials, even though she ultimately ordered off the menu, a ribeye steak, cooked, well, done. She tried to order her daughter the same, but the kid said that she just wanted plain mashed potatoes. So Ellen let her get mashed potatoes alone for dinner. Then she sent the waiter away. The rest of us hadn't even ordered yet, and everyone else just sat there, like it was entirely normal. I waited for someone to say something, but when no one did, I couldn't help myself. I said, was the one steak and potatoes gonna be for all of us, or... My girlfriend explained in the tone you'd use for a tourist violating a sacred local taboo and said, "So mom always has the waiter put the kids' food in first, so it can get started right away. We'll order once the kitchen has hers." I thought she was joking, since Ellen didn't just order her kids' food, she also ordered her own dinner too, so I laughed. Ellen asked, "Something funny?" Then I realized that she was serious, and I shut up. Thankfully, her dad at least recognized what was normal for them might not be regular to me, and tried to lighten the mood with a change of topic. But not even 10 minutes after we ordered, Ellen started in again. Another table that had been there long before we were got a side order of mashed potatoes with their meal, and Ellen threw a total conniption. She was sputtering so hard that none of us could figure out what was wrong at first. Finally, she managed to flag down some busboy who barely spoke English and began laying into him like he'd just sideswiped her on the freeway. He kept trying to explain that he wasn't a server and he could go get one, but she wouldn't stop to breathe long enough for him to find someone who could actually help. All the while, I kept looking at my girlfriend for signs of embarrassment or at the very least irritation, but you wouldn't have known that she was even hearing any of this. Our waiter came over, somehow still feigning a smile, despite knowing what he was walking into, and Ellen actually goes, "Why did that table get mashed potatoes, and ours haven't even come yet?" The waiter kindly but concisely explained, "Well, ma'am, those people have ordered potatoes before your party has placed their order." Ellen looks this man dead in the eye and says, "Well, it doesn't matter when they ordered it. My daughter is the youngest one in here. Her food should come out first." You could tell the waiter was working hard to restrain himself at this point. He explained it was a first-come, first-served basis, and he offered to go check on the potatoes, and Ellen agreed. I was clocking him, and he went right back to his server station because we had only ordered a few minutes ago. 3 or 5 more minutes passed, during which we could have no other discussion at the table except how awful this restaurant was, and how hungry the poor baby was, and how America has lost all respect for motherhood because it's just a me, me, me culture now. I chimed in saying, "I'm with you on the last part," and to my utter shock, instead of laughing at my joke, my girlfriend seemed annoyed with me. So after a few minutes, the waiter comes back and says the potatoes will be out very soon. Ellen goes and does something that, again, something I thought was just a myth. She took 3 singles and a 5 out of her wallet and put them on the table in full view of the waiter. Then she took 1 single away and said, "Every table I see getting potatoes before us, a bill is gone." I was absolutely mortified. The waiter, to his unending credit, just took a deep breath and said, I don't have control over the order in which the kitchen fires the tickets, but what I can tell you is it should be out any minute, and he left without saying anything disparaging. I had been holding my tongue all night as well, in the name of my relationship, but once the tip hit the table, the $8 tip for a $100 bill, I figured if my girlfriend was half the woman I thought she was, then she wouldn't mind me speaking up at this point. If anything, she'd be supportive, right? So I scooted my chair back a bit and said, "Listen, I know what you're doing with the cash on the table, but that's the kind of thing that makes me really uncomfortable, and it's just not called for. Please put the money away, or we can continue this some other time." My girlfriend's dad spits back and says, "What? How cheap do you have to be to not believe in tipping service workers?" Before I could process whether he was serious or yanking my chain, Ellen shocked me with, "No, you know what? You're right. This isn't necessary." I should have known better than to be relieved. She folded the bills back into her wallet, patiently waited for the next plate of mashed potatoes to be carried out, and when it wasn't delivered to us, she went right up to a stranger's table and picked it off their table. She half explained something about her daughter starving to death as she was walking away with the stranger's food, but unsurprisingly, this wasn't convincing enough for them. The old lady she took it from followed her right to our table and tried to take it back. I was already searching for my coat tag in preparation to go, but a shoving match was just about to unfold between Ellen and an elderly woman with a tennis ball walker. The older woman was demanding her potatoes back, and the poor little girl was like, "Mommy, it's okay, don't take someone else's potatoes." But it all fell on deaf ears. Ellen yelled at the lady and said, "How could you just sit there and eat these when my daughter hasn't even been served yet? She's sitting here hungry, just a little girl, and you're over here stuffing your face? Come on, the other potatoes will be out any minute." And the old lady, I've gotta love her, was like, "Great, if they'll be out any minute, then what's the problem?" Finally, the waiter, and this time someone higher up as well, I think the manager, thank God, came over to separate them, as they'd begun to raise their voices and cause a disturbance. They told us we were gonna have to leave the restaurant, and Ellen complained at the guy saying, "But we don't have our food yet." This was clearly not the manager's first rodeo, and he says, "You can take the food that's already been served free of charge. Everything else will be canceled. Please leave immediately." The old lady didn't miss her chance to knock the potatoes right onto the floor so we couldn't try to take them with us. Nothing else has been served yet, so we had to leave without any food. When my girlfriend and I were finally alone in our car, she said, "Can you believe that?" And I said, "Not at all, and I really can't believe you didn't warn me." And she went, "How could I have known about any of that?" Confused, I asked, Is she not usually like that?" And even more confused than me, my girlfriend asked, "Who?" I told her, "Your mom." And she replies, "What's my mom got to do with the terrible service at that place?" So long story short, that was the beginning of the end of our relationship. The fact that she didn't see anything wrong with her mom's behavior, and that I'd be marrying into that situation, shook me too deep. We both dodged a bullet in more ways than one. In hindsight, we weren't really right for each other, regardless of who her family was. Her mom saved us both a lot of time and heartache, helping me realize, in one night, what would have probably taken us years otherwise. Within a month, we'd moved into our separate apartments and gone on a break that ended up lasting forever. I'm surprised his girlfriend has never pulled that stunt with him, since she saw nothing wrong with it. I also love that her daughter had enough sense to be like, "Mommy, don't take her potatoes. That's the old lady's, not ours." Oh my goodness. You know what? I would have totally not believed the story if I didn't witness it firsthand. So, about a year ago before this whole COVID fiasco, I was at a restaurant on a busy night. You know how you could tell that restaurants are short-staffed because everything's going slow? Well, as I was sitting there with a group of friends, all of a sudden this guy stands up, slams his hand down on the table, and screams that everything's going too slow, and the restaurant sucks, and the staff sucks, and he hasn't gotten his food in about half an hour. He then makes a huge walkout, slapping glasses full of drinks off of people's tables as he was making his way out the door and screaming he'll never come back. Guys, I wish I got my phone out quick enough to record this. We were all sitting there like, oh my god, this guy's freaking crazy. That wraps up another episode of r/Entitled People. Guys, if you've missed the last episode, OP's parents take away her inheritance for college because they want to have a sixth child. That's right, number six. And they need that money more than OP does, apparently. It's a crazy, crazy story. So check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you. Every one of you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.